Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Christophe Filiou from Domaine Jean Filiou. How are you doing today, Christophe?
Yes, good. Thank you. Happy to be there.
Can you tell us, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Christophe Filiou, the fifth generation of older family blender and master seller. We work and live in the same place since 1894.
And where are you based exactly?
We are Juillac-le-Coq, is in the heart of Grand Champagne, the best place to make old cognac. We are specialists with old and very old cognac. And Juillac-le-Coq is also in the Golden Triangle. That's the best part of the best part.
The very heart of the Grand Champagne.
It's three village, so we are in, yeah.
And can you tell us, what cognac are we tasting today?
We taste one of our cognac of the range. It's special cognac at 44%.
Can you just give a little presentation of the Domaine, the philosophy, and the current range of cognacs?
We are specialists, like I said, of old cognac, but we also do young cognac. So the range is quite wide for a little company. We have about 12 different references with bottle and decanter, from young VS to 3-4 years old to old 50-55 years old cognac.
And the Exo Grande Reserve, does it sit sort of...
It's about 30-35 years old. Oof.
Getting back to the Exo Grande Reserve, how would you describe the style of this particular cognac?
We are famous to do complex cognac. This is famous for that. This cognac is maybe not the most complex of the range, but some aromas are very developed, very strong, very developed aromas, mainly because it's quite woody cognac. So vanilla and wood is very developed on this cognac.
If we compare the Exo Grande Reserve to, say, the Très Vieux or another cognac in the range, how would it compare?
It spent more time in a new cask. Before to be good in blending, we are good in aging, because there is no good master cellar without a good cellar. So we spend a lot of time to work in aging cellar a lot to make the job easier after in a blending cellar.
And so you said this is approximately a 35-year-old cognac?
Yes, 35 years old, yes.
Okay. And can you say, did distillation occur on the lees or without the lees?
We always distill with the lees, always, because we think it's the best cognac for long aging. It's what we are looking for.
For eau de vie that can age a really, really long time, distilling with the lees is very, very beneficial, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And you mentioned earlier that the Exo Grande Reserve spent more time in new oak compared to some of the other cognacs. How much time did it spend in New York?
The first, when it has been created, 20, 30 years old, it was the first lot, it was cognac who have been forgotten in New Cask. So now we don't have that, but it at least 5 years in New Cask with a big grain and quite heavy toasting. After 5 years, it's quite strong and, how to say, not wonderful, quite aggressive. Mm-hmm. But it's what we do after it spends 30 years in old cask. So all the aggressivity become complexity with the time, and the alcohol go down slowly also.
How old is that cask that we're talking about?
When the cask don't give any more tannin. So of course it's different time if it's a little grain or big grain. And also it depends how many cognac went in this cask. But we can say 15-20 years. 15 years, yes, we can say it don't give too much anymore, yes.
How much life can you get out of a cask?
There is different way to play. There is so many diversity in terms of toasting, of wood, of degrees, and even with people who make cask. Most of people work with 1, 2, 3 cooper, maybe. We work with 10 cooper. This is very important for us. We take a lot of time to find the best toasting of each company. And after, we reproduce this way of aging, yes.
At what point do you throw away a cask? Or can they live forever?
We never throw any cask. That we have to build a new cellar every generation, because I have some cask who have 80 years old, 100 years old. Yes, we always need all the cask, new cask, recent cask, old cask. We never throw cask.
And in terms of the cellar conditions, are your cellars humid, dry, or a mixture?
We have a result because we, like I said, we are looking for complexity. We need a lot of cooper. We need a lot of different grain, different toasting, and it's the same for cellars. We have extra dry cellar, we have extra humid cellar, and we have one cellar with half-half. So, and we play with all that. And at the end, my job of master cellar is people who age cognac is to put the good cognac in the good cask during the right period. This is the only thing we have to do in aging process to take the good decision.
Doesn't sound easy though. It sounds very complex.
It's easy to say, but long to do. Yes. I mean,
so many different factors, all the different cask types, yes. The different toasts and the different cellar types. You in the middle trying to organize it.
Thanks to that, because we all have the same grape variety. Uni Blanc is 95%. There is three ways to distill. So how to make the difference between different company is the aging process.
Okay.
And we can do a lot.
Great. You said earlier the alcohol level is at 44%. What are the positives of bottling at 44% as opposed to, say, 40 or 41?
Once you try the same cognac at 40, 42, 44, 46, the difference of structure is very big. You have some feeling at 40 that you don't have at 44 and in the opposite. So the same cognac at 40 have different structure in the mouth, even if it's the same. You have to try to feel it. It's very impressive. So we try a different alcohol and we thought this one was the most balanced, the more best for us at 44.
So everything is based on a trial in the cellar.
Yes, there is no secret. More we try, more we know. And that's all. Yeah.
Perfect. Were any additives used to produce this cognac?
We don't use any caramel because we work with new cask. So the color comes very fast after two years. 2 years with heavy toasting in the dry cellar, the color is very dark already. Mm-hmm. So we don't add any caramel in all this cognac.
Great.
We put 2% of the low, say it's 4% maximum. A lot of companies are around of 3, and we put 2% in a big majority of our cognac.
What makes Juillac-le-Coq such a special place in the Grand Champagne?
Because there is very nice hill. If you go to Segonzac, for example, you have one part of Segonzac with a very nice hill, and one part when you go to Jarnac with much more flat. So Juillac-le-Coq, yes, we have a lot of hill in all the village, and that's the best part. There is also other village like Saint-Preuil, Lignières, Ville, wonderful place also to do cognac. Yeah.
Okay. Bouteville is beautiful.
Bouteville, very nice. I love this village. Yes.
Okay. So if we get to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this XO?
So the first thing is a wood, but well balanced. The wood mustn't hide things, but just give another support. So vanilla is the aroma with the most easy to feel, and the wood taste, and all different fruit, confit fruit, like plum, orange, confit, yes.
What kind of flavors can our tasters expect when tasting this cognac?
That's very difficult to say, because what I will call something, somebody will call it in another word. I'm good to make cognac. I'm not the best to speak about it. That's a difficult job all the way. It's wonderful with dark chocolate. We put 70% chocolate in the mouth until it becomes soft, and then we drink the cognac on it, and you create something like a cake in the mouth. The balance is just wonderful. Yes.
And so everybody should taste this with some dark chocolate.
Yes. Yes.
Nice. Well, excellent. Well, I thank you very much for your time, Christophe. Thank you for the thoughtful responses to my questions. Happy holidays, of course. And I will see you sometime soon in the Charente. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome at home. Merci, Taylor.
Merci. Bonne journée.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day and another cognac. Au revoir.